Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hello, welcome to episode 48. I wanted to come on today and talk about the shadow. We all have one. I was inspired today. I had a friend who was talking about darkness and light. And I've done a lot of shadow work myself and shadow work with clients. And the shadow is such an interesting place. And I believe our society does us an injustice at times because we tend not to allow people to have their shadow. We don't even allow ourselves to have our shadow. We think that there can only be light. So we do a disservice, perhaps, to our children where we don't teach them how to healthily move through those dark feelings or bad places. Instead, we teach them that they have to be good all the time. And therefore, those shadow things come out in unhealthy ways. Because what happens with anything when we push it down? When we push things down, push emotions down in a way, they just build. They just build on their own. They fester like cancer. And then they just come out sideways in a ripple that you're like, oh my God, what was that that just came out of me at some point somewhere? Because someone or something is going to trigger that thing that we never digested. So shadow. Shadow is something, it's a humanly built thing. Shadow comes out of fear. Shadow is something that we manifest. We manifest it by trying to block it. So when we truly embrace our shadow, when we're ready to say, yeah, I have dark things too. I have a shadow within me. What it allows you to do is let go. It allows you to stop projecting this shadow onto others because, you know, what do? When we don't like the shadow of ourselves, we turn around the mirror and we just throw it at somebody else because we don't like that thing in us at all. And what does that look like? What is your own shadow projected onto somebody else look like? Jealousy, superiority, arrogance, paranoia. Oh, it could be a multitude of things. Shame, blame, all of it. And when we actually embrace our shadow, when we embrace those parts of ourselves that we don't like, it then allows us to look at everyone else who is in this collective pool with us in a more compassionate way. That, wow, what just came out of that person? I've been there. I've felt that. I feel compassion for them. Right? That not everybody at all times is hunky-dory awesome. And we are in this world of instant gratification, got to be good, got to be going, got to be all right all of the time, instead of allowing ourselves to process what happens to us, process our feelings, process our emotions, talk to people, share our stories. And then through sharing our stories, we share truth. We share a truth that we are far more alike than we are different. When we share our stories of this happened to me or this happened for me, and I'm moving through that and I'm having these feelings and I'm feeling this, we're able to connect on a way that allows us to be vulnerable and see somebody else, that we see ourselves in them, that we say, oh, wow, they have dark times too. Oh, this person always seems like they are just have all of their crap together. And they're not having the best of time either.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So shadow, how are you embracing your own shadow? How are you embracing the times when you're not all good, when something is happening in life and maybe you lash out at someone, maybe you do something, you're like, whoa, who was that? And you realize, actually, that was me. And you can't ever say that's not like me or that I don't do that because you just did, right? So embracing the dark parts of ourselves, I think, allow us to then shine our light even stronger when we can see the parts of our own darkness and shadow in someone else and touch it with a little more gentleness and a little more love. We can help dissolve that. And I also think that's how we help the world. We help the world when we can accept that things aren't always okay instead of getting caught up in the wheel of it. Because it's easy enough for us to push it down and ignore it and then only see dark. Only see dark. Therefore, it's all we can see in anybody else. It's all we can see in ourselves. We act inappropriately all the time. We only see when someone else is just being horrendous. We don't actually then allow ourselves to be the light or see the light in others or allow them to be light. Oh, lots to think about here. You know, and even I right now, I'm like, oh, did I just say that? I did. There's a lot to talk about with shadow and light, and there's a lot to be learned with shadow and light. And that begins with yourself. It really begins with yourself and looking very deeply and becoming aware and allowing yourself to understand that you will not be 100% perfect all the time. Allowing yourself to say, okay, I can stop projecting, I can detach, I can let go, I can give up the self-judgment on myself, and I know how to heal my emotional body. And when we do that, we start to heal our own shadow, heal our own dark, and stop throwing it at other people and stop hurting ourselves and others. Oh, I really want to hear what you guys have to say about shadow and light. You know, this is just a topic that kind of interests me, and I certainly do not claim to know all or everything. I only know of my own process through healing by sharing my dark and sharing my light. And part of that story, sharing the story, was in the book that I just released, Roots and Tendrils. But I really do would love to hear from you. If you'd like to reach out, I can be reached at hello@heidideler.com. or Heidi@lovewideopen.com. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at lovewideopen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.